This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. The last couple of weeks, the news has really been dominated by the conventions. But Marketplace's David Gura has been stepping back from all the theater and the politics, traveling the back roads of both Florida and North Carolina as part of our coverage of the things that will really matter this fall, the real economy, we call it. David's recently spent time in Martin County in the eastern part of North Carolina. That's where he found a farmer who says his success is closely tied to immigration.
I started my interview with Taylor Slade the same way I start every interview.
Let me just have you say your name and your title, and I'll get a level on you.
I don't have a title, David. I'm just Taylor Slade, poor dirt farmer. That's my title. Debt holder.
He's exaggerating. Slade owns more than 3,000 acres of farmland, and his family's been in this area for a long time. The first Slade got here almost three centuries ago from England.
My ancestor, probably the sheriff, was chasing him, and he was trying to get away, and he ran down to the dock, and there was a ship pulling out, and it was either go overboard, get arrested, or jump on the ship, and he got on the ship, and this way wound up.
This is a part of North Carolina with a lot of agriculture. I get in Slade's silver pickup, and we pass fields full of tobacco and peanuts. But cotton is still king here, even if the market's changed. Slade tells me that today 95% of all the cotton produced in the U.S. goes overseas. Slade takes me to one of his fields and he explains how the cotton plant blooms. The flowers start out white, then they turn a pale pink.
Here is a, right there, pretty magenta bloom, you see. That's the third day. This is the bowl, right here.
He points to a little green sphere that later this month will split open into a tuft of white fiber. And eventually Slade will take it and hundreds of thousands like it to the local cotton gin to be cleaned.
Well, that turned.
There we go.
The local cotton gin in this case is Roanoke Tar Cotton Incorporated, which Slade happens to own and operate. It's a business he started back in 1991, a giant maze of machines designed to pick and comb through cotton.
Right here, this machine has 198 saws. Put your hand right in there.
3 weeks from now, Slade will be gearing up for ginning season. He'll hire a staff of 65 workers. And 2 months ahead of the election, he's thinking about each and every one of them.
And I'll be very honest with you, our labor force here is Hispanic.
They're mostly migrant workers who show up just before the start of ginning season. Immigration reform is a big priority for Slade. Most North Carolinians tend to have a pretty balanced view of immigration, Kenneth Fernandez says. He directs the Elon University poll.
Being a state that has a large agricultural industry, I think there's a lot of people in the business and people who know people that are in the agriculture business that know that this industry relies on immigrant labor.
For his part, Slade has hired hundreds of immigrants over the years, and he thinks they deserve a chance to achieve the American dream.
We need to address our non-resident workforce. These people came to America. Whether they came legally or not, they came to America and they contributed. They went to work.
Slade supports President Obama's decision to allow children of immigrants who came here illegally to apply for deferred action against deportation.
Those young people can become productive citizens without constantly looking over their shoulder. I think this is a great thing.
Today, just about 9% of North Carolina's population is Hispanic. In Martin County, it's about 3%, but it's growing. Slade calls himself an optimist. All farmers are, he tells me. And he's hopeful politicians will take up immigration reform soon. Meanwhile, North Carolina still has a ways to go. The unemployment rate here is 9.4%. But Slade says President Obama deserves credit for trying to shore up the economy.
The American public chose for a change in the last election, and they chose a good man. And it'll be in November when we'll decide if the American public thinks that their choice was the right choice the last time.
In Martin County, North Carolina, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.